This will be a translation of today's Teisho. Shikantaza, you are following through with your practice, following the breath. Body and soul are poured into this one breath. There is nothing distant, nothing separate. Receiving everything, dedicating all to everything, this one doing. Counting the breath is clear, 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 clear. The one in the all in the one, this one breath. Everything is included in this one doing. Now, your practice is now. Now, you are here, able to practice this one truth. Heaven and earth, all the cosmos, this one Mu. Mu. Welcome. Welcome, Mu. If you've experienced it, you know that this is how it is. Everything becomes Mu. Muji vouches for itself. That time you will see that Mu is never lost, that you are never deprived of Mu. When you can come to do Mu just as your teacher has instructed, just, when you practice Mu like fury, then at this time, the more you practice, the more Mu energetically springs forth from deep, deep in the Tanden. Muji itself comes to you. Muji boldly presents itself to you. One with Mu. There is no separation, and certainly no complaints. Mu does Mu. There is no, I am doing Mu. Mu does Mu, simply. There is no separation. It's very mysterious. Nothing like you have been thinking. It is mysterious. It is beyond thought. Whatever appears before your eyes is just as it is, full-fledged. Square is square. Round is round. It is the mountain. It is the river. The road, the garden, the person. All the myriad things, heaven and earth. Everything you have come along taking for granted, all the universe, is Mu. This one Mu doing. Just this one Mu. See for yourself that things were not as they appeared to be. There is just this one stroke. This one stroke. When it appears, you can strike at it, rip at it, try to dislodge it, but it remains just Mu. I remember it so well. The Oryoki bowls were Mu. The cushion under me was Mu. The Docho Roshi too was Mu. The monitors, the Junko, Mu. Mu could not be dislodged, it could not be dislocated. It was absolutely here, absolutely dependable, absolutely indestructible, appearing just as it is. And just as Roshi-sama said it was, heaven. heaven and earth, the cosmos, out and out, this one Mu, just clear, lucid, clear, just this one Mu. No need to grasp, it can't be grasped. What freedom. No need to try to see it. Mu just presents itself. Mu, Mu in all its glory. It revealed itself to me, laid itself bare. Strike it, it remained unmoved, just. I couldn't help but make prostration after prostration, striking my head so that hard lumps arose, ka-ting, ka-ting in my head. Here, you were right here all along. You've never been away. Mu, here, from the first. The treasure is right here all along. The treasure of all treasures, I myself. And at the same time, I saw that there was nowhere any trace of self to grasp, nothing so mean and stingy, nothing to have to hold on to. Such kindness. Kindness. Right down to the tiniest prick of a pin, truth, perfect, shining reality, my own reality. It is vast, it is subtle, it is without limits, and it is beyond thought. Even should you seek to pick a fight with it, there is no adversary, no one, no thing in opposition. There is no subject. There is no object. All that you had thought to exist turns out not to be. The world was never even remotely as you took it to be. This will be your experience of Mu. We human beings rely on our wits, on the discriminating intellect. How arrogant we are. This is mine. This is what I deserve. Credit should come here. This is the way it should be. We compare and contrast, and in so doing, we shrink our world so small. We get so down on ourselves. We feel so very sorry for ourselves. And by turn, we're so proud of ourselves. We wonder why the world doesn't turn as we think it should. We become so dark and down. And then we joke to cover our insecurities. Lost in self, we are haughty and arrogant, and we can't help wondering, where is the value of this? Where is the value of that? What am I doing this for? We wonder if there's any meaning in what we're doing. What about you? Are you clear, crystal clear, about what you are doing? What are you living for? Birth, aging, illness, death. Birth, aging, illness, death come quick. Your world as you know it is pulled out from under you in a flash. It was no time ago at all that I first met Daiun Rodaishi, who was to be my teacher. For the first time, I remember thinking, what a scary man he is. Here I am, bowing and properly paying my respects, and he doesn't even bother to smile, cold as ice. Of course, I myself was so hard and frozen into my own way of thinking that this was all I could see. I could but judge the world by my own hard-held beliefs. We have to break through this to see the beauty. And here, some 55 years have whizzed by. Now, here. Where did he go? All is well. Nobody goes anywhere. All the universe is embraced in the one, this one. In each thing, all things. Beginningless beginning, now, here. So, of course, I can assure you that all is well. All eternity is now, here. Bold, clear, dignified. Now, here. So vivid, so alive, filled with joy. Waiting for you to see it. I will lay myself down as a support for all beings. I will do whatever I can to benefit another. This is just life as it is naturally. Everything is laid down in this one doing. Life is given wholeheartedly to this one doing. Please, please see it. Everything is alive. Great, great, alive. This is the happiness of all happiness. And this now here can never be destroyed. The light of your eternal life is shining brightly now. What joy there is in this radiance. Please, please, take care of yourself, your shining Buddha self. Become ever more able to appreciate, to treasure your Buddha self. Do not depreciate yourself. That's not to say be arrogant. There is nowhere anyone to depreciate, no one to feel small, no one to be made small, no one to feel superior, no one toward whom you could feel superior. So who are you to feel vain or conceited when your very source is all being? You are supported, you are nurtured, you are guarded by all being. This one breath, this is the guardian. Thanks to all being, together, one, is all the universe. This breath is breathed, so close, always one. Always together. We are approaching the end of our sesshin. Please, please never forsake the limitless treasure which is you yourself. Be in touch. Hold it dear. Simply, do not look away. Stay centered in your tanden. Make up your mind to remain focused in the tanden. Even with sesshin ending, grasp nothing, hold nothing. Do not linger. If you linger, if you attempt to sit back, if you coast, your one doing becomes weak. This is why I urge you not to coast on your energy that you have now. we have a strong tendency to try to hold on to some state. Wow, wouldn't it be great if I could keep my practice going just like this, just like Sesshin, now that I'm cooking? Who's got time for that? There is just now. Fresh, new, alive. Now. I am meeting you for the first time. Who is it that you are now meeting for the first time? Your own genuine world, of course. What's more, there is just this one encounter now. This is our first meeting now. There is nothing fixed, no abiding, no grasping, no solidity. Does this bother you? Well, the genuine is never bothered. Just do your practice with all good grace. There is only this one doing, and everything is all right. The writings of Dogen Zenji are vast. 95 chapters of the Shobo Genzo alone. I'm sure Dogen would say to this, I am always saying only one thing. This is from the Birth and Death chapter. There is a simple way to become a Buddha. What are we talking about here? We're talking about what you have always, in the depths of your heart, longed for. Perfect freedom, joy, aliveness, the knowledge that everything is all right. There is a simple way to become a Buddha. When you refrain from unwholesome actions, when you are not attached to birth and death, and are compassionate toward all sentient beings, respectful to seniors and kind to juniors, not excluding or desiring anything, not excluding or desiring anything, with no designing thoughts or worries, you will be called a Buddha. Do not seek anything else. Ichitante. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.